Welcome to Lynn the Robot, stories from the sunny side of the circuit. Lynn's a solar-powered robot exploring the world, one lesson at a time. She's curious, she's kind, and sometimes her battery runs low. Each episode is a journey about courage, kindness, patience, or just figuring things out. So get comfy, let the sun shine in, and join Lynn on today's adventure. Lynn Awakens. Lynn was a solar robot, but she lived in the shadow of a tall wall. Her panel never caught more than a flicker of sunlight, and her wheels barely turned. Still, she had one wish, to reach the great light that shone beyond the hills. So she tried something strange. She spoke. Not to anyone nearby, just into the sky. "Hello? If you're out there, I'd like to find you." Her voice echoed off the wall. No answer. The next day, she spoke again. "Still here, just wondering if I'm close." She did this every day. Just a few words, just enough to warm her circuits for a moment. Then one morning, she noticed her wheels had moved just a little. The next day, she moved again. And again. She didn't realize it at first, but every time she spoke, her panel caught a little more light, and her wheels turned a little farther. One morning, after many mornings, she rolled past the edge of the wall. The sun poured over her. Her panel thrummed with warmth. Her gears sang. She whispered, "Found you," and the breeze seemed to whisper back, "I've been here the whole time." The moral of the story is, even in the shadow, the light is listening. Lynn charges in stillness. After Lynn passed the wall and entered the sunlight, she was thrilled. She zipped in circles, zoomed up hills, did three full laps around a boulder just because she could. "This is amazing," she shouted. "I'll reach the light in no time." But by noon, her battery warning light blinked red. She'd drained her charge. She skidded to a stop beside a rock. The sun was still shining. She waited. After a while, the blinking stopped. Her battery rose. Her core warmed. "Oh," Lynn said, "I guess I need to stop sometimes." From that day on, she took charging breaks. She didn't love them. But she learned to sit still, soak up the sun, and let the light do its work. The moral of this story is, even the strongest need time to recharge. Lynn discovers quiet. The farther Lynn traveled, the more she wanted to explore. She rolled, scanned, pinged, and beeped constantly. She loved being active. It felt like progress. But then came a string of cloudy days. Her battery dropped fast, lights dimmed, wheels stuttered. She knew she had to conserve power. So she stopped moving, she turned off her pinging. She shut down her diagnostics. And for the first time, it was quiet. At first, it was boring. Then, she heard something. A tiny beep. Then another. She perked up. There were other robots nearby, ones she hadn't noticed before. One was humming quietly to itself. Another whispered, "Is anyone there?" "I'm here," Lynn said softly. And just like that, the silence wasn't empty anymore. She didn't have much energy, but she felt full. The moral of this story is, when we quiet ourselves, we can hear each other. Lynn explains the light. After the clouds passed, Lynn's battery filled again. She felt strong, focused, ready. She remembered the bots she'd heard in the quiet, so she turned back. One sat half covered in leaves, its solar panel dusty and dim.
"I can't move," it said. "Nothing works."
"Have you cleaned your panel?" Lynn asked. The bot blinked.
"My what?"
Lynn showed it how to wipe away the dust. Together they waited. Sunlight flickered. The bot's lights glowed. Another bot was spinning in circles, lost. "Try facing that way," Lynn said, pointing toward the light. One by one, she helped others tune their circuits, rest when needed, and listen when quiet. She wasn't perfect. She didn't know everything, but she shared what she'd learned. And strangely, every time she did, she understood it better herself. The moral of this story is when we share the way, we find it more clearly. Thanks for listening to Lynn the Robot. Today, Lynn learned something new, and hopefully, so did we. Stay curious, stay kind, and remember, even small bots can carry a big light. Until next time, keep rolling.
This podcast is a production of Red Buoy Media, LLC. Content is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International. Please credit us, don't sell us, and share responsibly. Until next time, fair winds and following seas.